Lenny looked timidly over to him.
George?
Yeah, what you want?
Where are we going, George?
The little man jerked down the brim of his hat and scowled over at Lenny. So you forgot that already, did you? I gotta tell you again, do I? Jesus Christ, you're a crazy bastard.
I forgot,
Lenny said softly.
I tried not to forget. Honest to God, I did, George.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you again. I ain't got nothing to do. Might as well spend all my time telling you things, and then you forget them, and then I tell you again.
Tried and tried, said Lenny. But it didn't do no good. I remember about the rabbits, George.
Hell with the rabbits. That's all you ever can remember is them rabbits. Okay, now you listen, and this time you got to remember so we don't get in no trouble. You remember sitting in that gutter on Howard Street and watching that blackboard? Lenny's face broke into a delighted smile.
Why, sure, George. I remember that. But what'd we do then? I remember some girls come by, and you says, you say...
Hell with what I says. You remember about us going into Murray and Reddy's, and they give us work cards and bus tickets?
Oh, sure, George. I remember that now.
His hands went quickly into his side coat pockets. He said gently,
George, I ain't got mine. I must have lost it.
He looked down at the ground in despair. You never had none, you crazy bastard. I got both of them here. You think I'd let you carry your own work card? Lenny grinned with relief.
I thought I put it in my side pocket.
His hand went into the pocket again. George looked sharply at him. What'd you take out of that pocket?
Anything in my pocket,
Lenny said cleverly. I know there ain't. You got it in your hand. What you got in your hand? Hiding it.
I got nothing, George. Honest.
Come on, give it here. Lenny held his closed hand away from George's direction.
It's only a mouse, George.
A mouse? A live mouse?
Uh-uh. Just a dead mouse, George. I didn't kill it. Honest. I found it. I found it dead.
Give it here, said George.
Oh, leave me have it, George.
Give it here. Lenny's closed hand slowly obeyed. George took the mouse and threw it across the pool to the other side among the brush. What you want of a dead mouse, anyways?
I could pet it with my thumb while we walked along, said Lenny.
Well, you ain't petting no mice while you walk with me. Remember where we're going now? Lenny looked startled and then, in embarrassment, hid his face against his knees.
I forgot again.
Jesus Christ, George said resignedly. Well, look. We're going to work on a ranch like the one we come from up north.
Up north?
In Weed.
Oh, sure. I remember. In Weed.
That ranch we're going to is right down there about a quarter mile. We're going to go in and see the boss. Now look. I'll give him the work tickets, but you ain't going to say a word. You just stand there and don't say nothing. If he finds out what a crazy bastard you are, we won't get no job. But if he sees your work before he hears you talk, we're set. You got that?
Sure, George. Sure, I got it.
Okay. Now, when we go in to see the boss, what are you going to do?
I.
Lenny thought. His face grew tight with thought.
I ain't going to say nothing. Just going to stand there.
Good boy. That's swell. You say that over 2-3 times so you sure you won't forget it. Lenny droned to himself softly.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Okay, said George. And you ain't gonna do no bad things like you done in Weed, neither. Lenny looked puzzled.
Like I done in Weed?
Oh. So you forgot that too, did you? Well, I ain't gonna remind you, fear you'd do it again. A light of understanding broke on Lenny's face.
They run us out of Weed,
he exploded triumphantly. Run us out? Hell, George said disgustedly. We run. They was looking for us, but they didn't catch us. Lenny giggled happily.
I didn't forget that, you bet.
George lay back on the sand and crossed his hands under his head, and Lenny imitated him, raising his head to see whether he were doing it right.
God, you're a lot of trouble, said George. I could get along so easy and so nice if I didn't have you on my tail. I could live so easy, maybe have a girl.
For a moment, Lenny lay quiet, and then he said hopefully,
We're going to work on a ranch, George.
All right, you got that. But we're going to sleep here because I got a reason. The day was going fast now. Only the tops of the Gabilon Mountains flamed with the light of the sun that had gone from the valley. A water snake slipped along the pool, its head held up like a little periscope. The reeds jerked slightly in the current. Far off toward the highway, a man shouted something, and another man shouted back. The sycamore limbs rustled under a little wind that died immediately.